Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Just before the report came out, I took a snapshot of how the markets looked, because I was just curious to see what would happen in this live trade, and I see that right now it looks like wheat and soybeans have lost ground.
Everything has pretty much lost ground. We had, right during the reports, we had beans up as much as 18, and we had corn down as much as, like, 16 or 17. But then we came back to not that bad. But beans now are down a penny or two, and corn's down 8 to 9, and new crop, old crop down 5. And we did have old crop up a couple, actually, in corn. But the reports, the weather forecasts, the rain yesterday, oh, gosh, we heard it rained a lot in lots of places. And every place I've called except 3, I got 0 to a 10th.
Yeah, and that's what Drew was saying. It was a very hit and miss.
Yeah, I had 2 places that had over an inch, 2 places over a half inch. Everything else is 0 to 1 or 2 tenths, and that's across the state of Illinois.
So what is what are traders looking at then to push corn down?
They're looking at the USDA report where they did not lower carry out for 12-13 at all, and they also didn't lower it for old crop. They left it at 851. They cut 50 million out of exports and added 50 million for ethanol, and then changed no other numbers. They left the corn yields at 166. Last year we averaged 147.2, and the good to excellent rating was above what it is now. The good to excellent ratings went down 6 on corn and down 5 on beans Monday afternoon.
And that, to me, it might be the biggest story of the day thus far, is that significant deterioration in the good to excellent USDA and the numerators catching up to what farmers are already knowing.
Yeah, well, it went down 8 and in Iowa, went down 10 in Illinois and Indiana on corn. And, you know, those are 3 of the top 5 states. So I don't know that very many people believe USDA numbers much anymore. We used to. But when you don't make any changes in anything, and when we've had hot and dry, and now yesterday it supposedly rained everywhere, and if you poll every town in the state, most places got very little,
okay,
and it's going to be 90 by the weekend.
Thank you.